Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Well, good afternoon. And how are you doing today? I'm sure that you've had a blessed week. I pray that you did. God bless you. And we just want to give a shout out to all the veterans that have went to war just so that we can live. We thank you, and we are glad that you stepped up to the plate and did what you thought was right just for us. Thank you so much. God bless every veteran that's out there, male and female. Again, good afternoon, and glory be to God for all the wonderful, awesome, positive, and amazing blessings that we have received in this past week in Jesus' mighty name. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffiths. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffiths, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, which is entitled Come Together for Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, you are listening to our radio broadcast. In case you turned in late, it is entitled Come Together for Change, and our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Did you know that God sees and he cares about everything that happens in our lives? That, yes, he does. Remember, you are very special to God, and he will always hear you and answer your prayers, but only in his time frame. Amen? He wants to show himself strong in and through you. He has given you his Holy Spirit to equip you in this life. Today, I just want to encourage you to stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future, because you can handle whatever comes your way in life. God has equipped you and has empowered you to fulfill many successful things. So be bold and be strong and let your faith in God go before you in this journey so that you will become everything God has created you to be. God wants to exceed your expectations. He has amazing things stored up for you. He wants you to take places. He wants to take you places that you have never dreamed and to do things in your life that you have never imagined. Excuse me. His glory is rising upon his people. Things are going to fall into place so that you can accomplish what God has placed in your heart. Even the hidden dreams that you have given up on, he is going to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that you can ask, think, or imagine. Now is the time to arise and shine in God. So let your light shine so others can see Christ in your life. Amen. At this time, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and grab your Bible. Go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, and do something very special for the ones that you love very dearly. I need for you to give them a call and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air. in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada, right now. To listen to our radio broadcast now, all they have to do is to call 646-200-0578. Amen. Our inspiration for this week, which is written by our amazing and gifted host, Hudson W. Griffith, which reads as follows. Are you seeking changes in your life? Know this. Your habits cannot change until your actions change. Your actions cannot change until your speaking changes. Your speaking cannot change until your thinking changes. Your thinking cannot change until you find positive things to think on. Let the Word of God dwell in your mind and give you new knowledge to think on. Guard your thoughts and be positive. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the devil's plan for you is to disgrace you and to discredit you. So watch your financial decisions. He wants to disgrace you so that you have no integrity. So let your word be your guide. He wants to destroy your faith in the Father. So remember, your Father will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Let your trust be in God and not in man's words. Let him alone be your provider. Stop blaming the devil or God for your failures. Make the decision to flow with what God's word says about you, and then do it. Rise up in faith and defeat that spirit of laziness and procrastination. Change your thinking, and your speaking will change. Speak to that mountain of doubt and unbelief and walk over every obstacle. You are more than a conqueror. Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and give you the topic of our lesson for today, which will be Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith. And our subject for today is true worship is from within. True worship is from within. Our main topic, our main scripture will be coming from St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 34th through the 37th verse, and we'll read that in just a few minutes. All right? So now at this time, it gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others the mighty, mighty man that I've been speaking about all this afternoon, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's always a very wonderful privilege of mine to come before you and to have something to tell you, something to talk about, something to encourage you, some kind of inspiration to lift you up above the circumstances, because we are living in days when circumstances at times seem to hold us back because we are looking for things and we are disappointed. We are looking for God to give us things and to do things for us, but we are disappointed. And we are never really walking the way we should. And therefore, God cannot hear our prayers when we are not walking in the way that we should. And today, we are talking about true worship is from within. Therefore, it's important for you to understand how true worship begins. Because Jesus at one time was talking to people who had come to him, but they had not been truthful in their actions. They came to him and they wanted to see if they can catch him by asking some stupid questions. And Jesus said unto them and said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, ye hypocrites, well doth Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Okay, you can talk, you can look good on the outside, but really true worship comes from within. It is not how you look. It is not how you behave. You know, some people think that, you know, just looking good in terms of like you're serious can fool God. But you cannot fool God, because Jesus said that you worship him with your mouth and honor him with your lips, but your heart is far from him. Very often, our heart is far from him because our heart is going in one direction. Our mind is going in one direction. Our mind is telling us to do one particular thing. Our mind is running after the things of this world. Our mind is running after a partner. Our mind is running after something that will just hold us back. And we cannot really follow God, because the word says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So true worship really comes from within. You say, but why is it that I cannot consistently follow God? Why is it that I can't consistently trust God? Why is it that I cannot consistently let my mind be on God? Because, you see, you've got to remember what Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is your mind really renewed? Is your mind really turned on to the things of God? Or are you looking around at the things of this world? The word says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Therefore, you've got to forget the things of this world, the things that are going to make you look good, as it were, but really and truly, God wants to have that place, first place in your heart. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you've got to understand, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind is not transformed, if your mind is not renewed, well, then the devil will have control of your mind. And once the devil takes control of your mind, well, you will not be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. You will just be able to give God lip service. You'll just be able to talk about him. But deep down inside, you know that your heart is not right with God. You know that your mind has been thinking on evil things. Your mind you've been looking at those books that you should be looking at. You've been looking at pornographic literature. Your mind has been so perverted that you've been looking at things that does not bring you the peace and the joy that Jesus gives. So he wants you to know that if you're going to follow him, you've got to follow him in spirit and in truth. And God, he knows the heart. And I tell you something, in Romans chapter 12, we read something there. Romans chapter 12, verse 34 to 30. Romans chapter 12, verse 34 to 37.
Okay, I say Matthew.
Chapter 12, verse 34 to 37.
Just a moment, please. Okay, ready? 34 through 37. Now, St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, 34th verse through the 37th verse, and it reads as follows. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the earth bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. In the 37th verse, for by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Okay. By thy words, if you speak positive things, when God comes to justify you, you should be justified and you should all shall be well. But when you speak, you will find that God has to really condemn you. And the word condemns you. Therefore, you have to understand the word. And you have to stay with the word. You have to speak the word in the knowledge that God is with you. Because the word is what is going to bring you into a knowledge of what is, of a change of heart. That's why the scripture said, again, in John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in James chapter 1, verse 19, James chapter 1, verse 19, is very clear because it helps us to understand. James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. I receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." And verse 22 is a verse that I want you to underline and remember. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." Now, the devil comes to deceive you and make you believe that all is well. But when you're not doing God's will, when you're not doing the things that God will have you to be, your heart is not really, truly given over to God. And true worship is to worship from within, not from the outside, but from within. So I want you to know that if you are going to serve God, you must got to learn to serve him in spirit and in truth. Why? Because God is a spirit, and he inhabits our spirit. The word says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the living God?" God dwells within. The Holy Spirit dwells within. The Holy Spirit brings transformation. And therefore, if you don't have that feeling within, if you don't have that knowledge is that the Holy Spirit is abiding within you, then you need to have that presence. You need to know that God is with you, because since he's a spirit and dwells in your spirit, he will not lead you in any darker paths than he himself has trod. In Psalm 95 verse 6, it says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down." Okay. If we're going to worship, we've got to get rid of the things that would hold us back. If there are things in your life today that you know is not right with God, you need to get rid of them. You need to throw them on the altar. You need to put your trust in God. You need to understand that he is the maker of mankind, and that he will put you in a place where you can know his voice, know his will. You know, in 1 Chronicles 16:29, it says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." In the beauty of holiness, not just anything will do, but you've got to do your best to trust God. You've got to do your best to hear the voice of the Lord, because the word says, "My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice, and I know them." The point is that we have got to be in a position. Are you hearing the voice of God? Do you know that he is dwelling within you? You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because the word says in James chapter, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to the Lord, to God." You know, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So, you know, you have to resist the thoughts come into your mind. And someone said, you know, you can stop the blackbird from sitting on your head. You don't have to accept that fact that the blackbird is going to sit on your head. No, so the scripture says resist the devil. Put him off. Rebuke him. Get rid of him. Then he comes with wicked thoughts in your mind, because the battle is for the control of the mind. So when the devil brings evil thoughts into your mind, and you know that they are not of God, you need to resist him. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. But then you have an alternative. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So many of us at times are double-minded. We want the things of the world, and we want the things of God. But that's all it says. Turn your life, your hands, your mind onto Jesus. And the things of this world will seem strangely dim as you give him, as you yield him, your spirit and soul. Have you been yielding your spirit and soul to Jesus? Or you have been looking at the things of this world? What is it in the world that you are looking at and you want to have? You have to recognize that you can't fool God. You can't fool God. You can't fool God. As a result, we have to understand that in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 34, says, O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil, speak good things? Now, if you are evil and your mind is evil and there are evil thoughts coming through your mind, how are you going to speak good things? How are you going to concentrate? How are you going to worship God in the beauty of holiness? So you need to be able to realize that a good man, out of the good measure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. But an evil man will produce evil things. What are you producing? You have got to know what you are producing. And if you're not producing good things, you are not going to be able to hear God speaking to you clearly. If you're not going to be producing, if your mind is not stayed on God, in Philippians chapter 4, it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, think on those things. What are you thinking on? Come on now. Get rid of those evil thoughts. Get rid of the thoughts that you know that are not helpful to you. You have been following your friends, and your friends have been leading you in a wrong direction because they've been offering you some pot. They've been offering you to go and to smoke a little joint, and they're telling you that there's nothing wrong with it. But I want to tell you this evening that pot and the different kinds of drugs are not going to do you any good, and you have got to realize you can't fool anybody. There are some of you who are worshiping God from the outside. You've just been, but you have not been serving God from the inside. And I want you to know that you need to worship God from the inside, because when you become a Christian, if there's not a change of heart, if there's not a change of mind, if there's not a change of your thoughts, if your thoughts have not been conformed, have not been transformed by the power of God, you will not be able to understand how to follow, because true worship is from within, not without. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people. So even though you're dressing and carrying along your Bible and you look as though you are going to church and following God, only you can know that you are not following him in spirit and in truth, because you're not following from within, because the thoughts within are causing you to make very serious and dangerous mistakes and to do things going to be helpful. I want to help you this evening to understand that this is a time where we need to follow God. Because as we follow God, He is going to guide us. He's going to lead us in the paths of righteousness. If you want to live righteous, follow God in spirit and in truth. If you want to live righteous, if you want to do what is right, you have to forsake the enemy. I want to help you to understand how to follow God. And the only way to do that is let your mind be transformed. And let your mind become formed to the things of God. And the things of this world will seem strangely dim if you are conformed to the things of God's living. And I want to pray with you that God will give you the courage and the strength to overcome every stumbling block. Because coming from the life of living in sin to a life of living for God, this is going to call for a lot of concentration. You've got to submit yourself to God. That's what the Word says. You've got to do what is right in God's sight. Are you ready and are you willing? Because if you are not committed to God, God cannot help you. And I want to help you to understand that this is a time when you need to make a commitment to God and to realize that it is not just looking on the outside. It's not just handling the Bible and going to church and doing the outward things that's going to make a change. But you've got to realize that it's what happens on the inside. And God wants to help you to understand how to follow, how to submit. The Word says submit to God. Okay, let us worship and bow down. And it says that you should be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Are you willing to be a doer? Are you willing to do what God would have you to do? Right now, God is going to give you the strength and the courage. I'm going to pray with you that God will give you the strength to overcome every weakness in your life, to overcome everything that will cause you not to trust God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, and I bring those who are listening, Lord, before you right now. Those who know that they have not been following you the way they should, because in their minds the devil has been trying to torment them and try to turn their minds, and they have not been conformed to your word. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare even now that their minds are transformed and that they're listening to you and that they know your voice and that they will not listen to the voice of the enemy. Grant them courage. Grant them strength that they will be overcomers. We're depending upon you, Lord Jesus, to set them in a new direction, Lord Jesus, that they may realize that the worship comes from within. Oh, Lord Jesus, that they may know that they cannot just talk the talk, but they've got to do the things that you will have them to do. So, Lord, let your Holy Spirit make a transformation that would cause them, Lord, to rejoice in you, the God of their salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, let your mind be conformed to the things of God. And remember, true worship is from within. It is from within your heart. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line sometime this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. And if you are needing prayer or counseling, or if you even have any questions, feel free to call Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. And just remember, it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be, so that you could change your knowledge, so that you could change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill your God-given destiny. Have a wonderful and a blessed week.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity, in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready?